Parents in the UK have been slugged with almost $10 million in fines for taking their children out of school to go on school holidays. Many parents take children on holidays during the school term to avoid massive spikes in the cost of flights and accommodation during the school holidays, which we've got going on at the moment in New South Wales. The UK government is taking a hardline approach, penalising parents and arguing that a child's education is harmed if they miss school. Adam Voigt, former principal and education expert, is on the line. Adam, g'day.
Afternoon, Ben.
What do you make of the approach in the UK?
No, I think they're barking up the wrong tree, unfortunately. If the end game is trying to get students to attend school more, then we need to look at what the core reasons are behind, say, our worst attenders at school, our kids who could attend more who aren't at the moment, and then actually acknowledging for parents that for kids particularly who are attending quite well, that there's an awful lot of educational benefit to be had from going away with mum and dad and learning how to cook a barbecue, how to pitch a tent, how to fish, or how to speak another language. And we need to position our schools to help parents make an informed decision rather than just cracking down on them and showing them little respect to be able to make that decision themselves.
All right, but if that's the argument, that does open up all sorts of excuses, doesn't it, for parents to say, oh, no, no, there's an educational benefit. I mean, I want to teach them about what it's like in Hawaii.
Look, that's right. And then we've got a problem if they're going to Hawaii every second or third week. But if it's something that's come along and it coincides with a parent being able to get themselves some leave or being able to access some holiday flights or accommodation or something that actually fits within the family budget, and it doesn't happen in such a way that it impacts the young person's attendance in the long run, then I think we need to ask ourselves what we're actually trying to measure here. And, you know, there's a lot of benefit to be had from learning in different ways, and it's not always being at school and being ready to do the test more effectively.
All right. As a former principal, were you ever frustrated when you had teachers having to play catch-up with kids when they come back, all because they've missed school because of a holiday?
I think that most teachers find that the occasional holiday or the occasional absence is something that they can cope with quite well. Teachers differentiate the program to cope for things like that if a kid gets sick. But it's when we've got our chronic attenders, chronic poor attenders. So for our worst attenders, there's often a lot of family issues, even poverty, and there are often families who are on the radar of our family services that sit behind that, and that's where we can get some improvement there. Where we've got families where kids might be attending, say, at around 80%, is where we want to help them have the information to make sure that they are coming more, because even one day off a week adds up to missing about 2.5 years across your whole of your school life. So we want to make sure we close the gap where local strategies have the chance to actually close the gap.
You would have heard some dodgy excuses in your time, surely.
My dog ate the homework. It's just the very, very first of them. The creativity out there in the community is something to be admired, I reckon.
Good on you, Adam. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Voigt, he's seen it all, former principal and education expert. Have you done this? Have you taken kids out of school to go on a holiday? I remember my dad one day, one night when I was in primary school, saying, instead of going to school tomorrow, do you want to come to the Hunter Valley and learn about how they make wine? Yes. And it was fantastic. I couldn't believe my luck. Even when I was sitting in the car, I thought I was dreaming. But I still remember everything that I learned about harvest time in the Hunter Valley.